USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Some elections took place yesterday across this great nation. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear has been reelected after fending off Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron. In Ohio, the state has passed a ballot measure putting abortion rights into its constitution. Ohio voters also voted in favor of legalizing medical marijuana. To the war in the Middle East, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is willing to consider a brief pause.
But he rejects calls for a ceasefire. Netanyahu has had several conversations with President Biden. The Israeli-Hamas war, which began with Hamas's surprise attack on Israel on October 7th, has resulted in over 11,000 casualties on both sides of the conflict. I'm Dave Collins.
The suspect in the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur has been given a trial date for next year. Dwayne Davis has been given the details yesterday in the Las Vegas, Nevada courtroom. He'll face the trial in June of next year for the 1996 Las Vegas drive-by shooting of Tupac. Davis has pleaded not guilty. Some Disney theme parks around the world, guests find their wait for popular rides, which can exceed 90 minutes, too long when nature calls.
Reports and videos on several social media sites, which have been corroborated by a book by ex-Disney custodians, claim that some guests resort to defecating while waiting in line. The book, Cleaning the Kingdom, Insider Tales of Keeping Walt's Dreams Spotless, reveals that it's not only children, but also adults who engage in this behavior. Allegedly, it occurs so frequently that Disney Resorts has a protocol in place allowing a guest to ask a cast member to hold their spot in line while they go use the restroom. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening, my friend. USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
California's Legislative Jewish Caucus is calling for action by the University of California and the Cal State University systems after anti-Semitic incidents on those campuses. All members of the caucus signed the letter asking that UC President Michael Drake and CSU Chancellor Mildred Garcia act to stop the anti-Semitic incidents happening at California's higher education locations. The lawmakers say they support open dialogue and the free exchange of ideas, but draw the line at physical assaults, vandalism, and calls for violence and genocide against Jews. The White House is downplaying recent polls that indicate President Biden is behind presidential candidate Donald Trump in crucial battleground states.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre advising caution when interpreting the polls, suggesting they should be taken with a grain of salt.
Back in October of 22, there were multiple stories about how there was going to be a red wave, Democrats were going to be wiped out, and we're not talking about that.
According to a survey conducted by the New York Times and Siena College, Trump is leading Biden in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. I'm John Schaefer.
The television show Friends claimed the highest rank from October 30th to November 5th, coinciding with the passing of star Matthew Perry. Perry passed away at 54 years of age in his Los Angeles residence on October 28th. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.